Hello, everyone. Welcome to our The Week That Was in Europe podcast. My name is Dirk Schumacher. I'm the head of European macro research at Natixis. And with me, as usual, is Klaus Adam, professor of economics at the University of Mannheim.
Hello also from my side. So today we would like to talk about the ECB policy meeting that took place on October 26, 2023. So compared to previous meetings, there has not been that much uncertainty about the rate outlook for the October meeting. Market expectations solidly pointed to no change in policy rates. And the main question surrounding the meeting was whether the ECB would react to the latest developments, and if so, how. And these were, number one, the attacks on Israel and potential associated oil price risks, and number two, the bond market volatility that we have seen. I think many ECB watchers were curious to hear whether these events might change the risk assessment of the ECB for output and inflation, and through that, the likelihood of future rate changes.
Let's start with the rate decision. So unlike for the September meeting, where market and analyst expectations were split between a pause and a hike, expectations this time were formally concentrated on no change in policy rates. The ECB saw it in many ways and left interest rates at the current level. The deposit rate, which is the relevant policy rate, anchoring money market rates, thus stayed at 4%. So in total, the ECB has now lifted its policy rates by 450 basis points since it started its hiking cycle in the summer of 2022.
Yeah, this said, the inflation pressures, though, are still considered to be strong. And according to the prepared statement, the ECB expects, quote, inflation to stay too high for too long and the domestic demand pressure to stay strong, unquote. So taken at face value, such a statement would be an argument for additional policy tightening. But the ECB thinks that the current level of its policy rates is sufficiently tight to eventually bring inflation back to the 2% target, provided that level of interest rates is maintained for a sufficiently long period. In fact, the prepared statement said, I quote, key ECB interest rates are at levels that, maintained for sufficiently long duration, will make a substantial contribution to this goal, unquote, goal being the 2% target. So this is more or less a statement that was copied from the September meeting and means in plain English that the ECB is on hold with regard to interest rates, at least for now.
There's several reasons why the ECB has left rates unchanged at the October meeting. Well, for one, after 450 basis points of hikes, it is understandable that the ECB will want to see how these hikes are affecting the economy. Well, after all, the whole point of policy tightening is to slow growth, and that may take time, but the signs of a weaker euro area economy are clearly getting stronger. We should mention in this context the October Purchase Manager Index survey. So the composite PMI, the summary of business sentiment out of the manufacturing and services sector, declined in October, disappointing expectations of a further small increase. For reference, the current level of the composite PMI is more than one standard deviation below its historical average. Based on past correlation, this level is consistent with a decline of GDP of around 0.4 quarter on quarter. The ECB staff projection for September, we're expecting a stagnation of the economy during the second half of 2023. So this looks increasingly too optimistic, implying all else equal, no need for further tightening when looked through the lens of the September staff projections.
Right, so past ECB hikes have apparently contributed to this weakening of the economy. And Ms. Lagarde stressed several times yesterday the so-called forceful transmission of the increase in policy rates to the wider economy. We can put some numbers on this. If we look at bank lending rates for a typical corporate loan to small to medium-sized companies, that is loans up to 1 million euros with a maturity of 1 to 5 years, these rates have increased strongly since January 2022. For Germany, the increase was 4.25% for the rates on these loans. In France, it was little weaker, 3.5 percentage points. And in Spain and Italy, it was 4 percentage points. So that's quite a substantial increase for bank lending rates. And the level of bank lending rates is now close to or above the level seen during the euro area debt crisis of 2011 and 2012. And that is certainly a strong transmission. Perhaps one area where the transmission is not really working that well is the deposit rates for retail customers that bring their money to the bank. These rates provide incentives for private savings, but have gone up only very little since the start of the hiking cycle. Thus, on this front, the transmission is not working particularly well. And during the press conference, Ms. Lagarde stated that the ECB is not responsible for retail deposit rates. And she was pointing fingers at the competition authorities if something isn't working there. I found this a little bit bewildering because to me it seems that it is the large amount of excess reserves in the banking system, which is a result of ECB policy choices, that sort of drives the lack of competition for retail deposits and thus the weak transmission of policy on that front.
Of course, what the ECB ultimately cares about is to bring inflation down to target, i.e. 2%. And the latest data show a further decline in headline and core inflation being inflation excluding energy and food. So headline inflation stood at 4.3% in September and core inflation at 4.5%. The respective peak values of these two were 10.6% for headline October last year and 5.7% for core inflation. It is clearly a positive sign that the decline in core inflation has now become widespread, with goods and service inflation declining significantly.
Right, but the risk to the inflation outlook comes from oil prices. Surprisingly, perhaps, the oil price has shown so far only a quite muted reaction to the attack on Israel. However, it is a possibility that the situation in the Middle East escalates, and perhaps even dramatically so, and this could potentially lead to a sustained surge in oil prices. One question coming into the meeting was how concerned the ECB would be regarding the upside risks stemming from a potential oil price shock. This question was particularly relevant in the context of last year's energy shock that has clearly contributed via second round effects to the lasting increase in core inflation. During the press conference, however, President Lagarde stressed that the euro economy was now in a completely different position than last year, suggesting that the likelihood of any preemptive hike would be rather low, that preemptive in the sense of trying to stem second round effects from oil price increases. So put differently, the ECB would probably need to see clear signs of knock-on effects first from a higher oil price before it would consider hiking rates again, at least taking Ms. Lagarde's statement at face value. I found this somewhat surprising.
So overall, yesterday's meeting gave the impression that the ECB is firmly on hold for the time being. To be sure, so-called data dependency was stressed again and again during the press conference, meaning that the ECB will change its mind if the data start to deviate too much from the baseline scenario. Ms. Lagarde also said this is not the time for forward guidance. But in the end, there's all a bit like stating the obvious. After all, any forward guidance is in practice always conditional on the data broadly developing as expected. No central bank can ever say we will do X no matter what.
Right. So now a final point worth mentioning from the policy meeting is the so-called Pandemic Emergency Purchase Program, or PEP in short. Under this program, the ECB bought a total of 1.7 trillion in bonds and promised to reinvest maturing bonds at least until the end of 2024. That is a bit more than 1 year from now on. So prior to the meeting, there was some speculation as to whether the ECB might change its forward guidance with respect to the PEP. But the ECB confirmed, at least for now, that it would keep reinvesting PEP bonds until the specified date, that is the end of 2024. There was no change, partly because the issue was not even discussed at the October meeting, as Ms. Lagarde confirmed during the press conference. But that means, of course, that the issue might come back onto the agenda at a future meeting, so it will remain important to follow developments on this front.
Let's look quickly at the end at the market reaction. So overall, it took it quite dovish what happened yesterday. So the 10-year German rate declined a couple of basis points during the meeting, and same happened for the Italian rate. Actually, it declined a bit more than the German rate, and that means that the spread over Germany narrowed slightly. And I guess that the announcement during the press conference that PEP was not discussed helped here. And now the market expects a first rate cut around April by 25 basis points. But of course, as usual, that can change. To sum up, it was maybe a tad more dovish than expected, particularly when it comes to the oil price risk, how Ms. Lagarde responded. We'll see how other in the governing council will see that, whether there will be other statements that might be a bit more hawkish. But overall, clearly seems that the ECB is firmly on hold for the time being. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week.